John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be appearing at Helium Comedy Club for one show tonight, two shows tomorrow and Saturday. You can get tickets always through heliumcomedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now for the first time in a while is the diabolical Sam Tripoli. Hey, Sam.
What's up, guys? How are you? Good to be. I'm so excited to be back in Philly.
Now, are you excited to be back in Philly just to perform, or are you excited to get away from your nine-month-old twins?
Well, I'm nine months, man. They're running their old man. You go zero to crazy real quick, right?
Yep.
It's nuts. I mean, dude, I was running and gunning for 47 years of my life. Now all of a sudden I'm a dad. I got to get up at 6 in the morning. I'm cleaning diapers. I've seen more vajayjays in my life than for the first 47 years. It's crazy, man, right? Kids are nuts. It's like this whole thing. You didn't. And guess who runs everything? Elmo. Elmo runs everything. Nobody realizes how Elmo ran a coup on Sesame Street and just took over everything. It's like a hostage situation. Have you ever watched Sesame Street? Everybody is just Elmo's soldiers. He just points them in the right direction. Cookie Monster just doesn't have the same look in his eye. He's kind of given up.
Now, what are the girls' names?
Okay, so here's what happened, right? So when you naming daughters is really hard, all right?
Okay.
It's hard. Because naming your sons is easy. You name it after yourself, your dad, great black athletes, whatever it is, okay? My kid,
okay.
My son's going to be named Bo Jackson, okay?
All right.
But daughters are hard because you can't name the daughters after anybody, any woman the mother doesn't get along with, which is pretty much everybody. And then you can't name them after adult film stars that you've enjoyed their artwork. You know what I'm saying? So when we whittled it down, my daughter's names are Ghost and Ninja.
Wait. They're not really going through life with the names Ghost and Ninja Tripoli.
Yes, that is their name, Ghost and Ninja Tripoli.
Like Mortal Kombat characters.
Yeah.
I think I played as
them. We both dig anime, so we're good to go. That's straight up Dragon Ball Z stuff.
Well, I got to ask you, what are the middle names?
Oh, I don't want to get into that, but it's just Tripoli. It's Ghost Ninja Tripoli. It's very weird, dude. I have wonderful fans. I got a couple crazy ones, too, so. We don't want to give out too much.
Yeah, you're right. I just figured maybe they
out of their bunkers to come find the Tripoli twins.
Now, I found out something about you that I did not know. I have to tell you, all this time, I thought you were Italian. Sam Tripoli, it made all the sense in the world. You know, at least it did to me, right? And now I find out that Mitzi is the one who put you on stage at the Comedy Store because she was doing an Armenian Heritage Night, and you're Armenian?
I am Armenian. Here's the thing. So in the year 2000, she wanted to put together a Middle Eastern show.
I see.
And Duncan Trussell and Maz Jobrani were like, we think we can get you in, right? I'm like, I'm Armenian. You're like, it's the same thing. I'm like, it's not, but at this point, why not? So, and here's another thing. When you do a show and you were showcasing for Mitzi, people would come and hijack your showcase. They would sit next to Mitzi and, like, take her attention so she wouldn't even pay attention to you. So
oh, God. That
would happen all the time.
Right.
All the time. Well, I was doing my showcase. I looked out and Paul Mooney was sitting next to her. I'm like, oh, man, he's taking my showcase. Turned out he liked me. So he's like, oh, Mitzi, he's really good. You should make him a regular. And I was like, so I get done. I go up to her. Every time you showcase, you always have to kiss the ring, right?
Right, of course.
You go up to her and I'm like, hey, Mitzi, thank you so much for the showcase. She's like, are you Syrian? And I was like, you know, I'm going to tell you, dude. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I didn't know what a Syrian was at that time. I didn't know where Syria was. I didn't know what a Syrian was, where they are, who they are, where you can find on the map. But I was like, yeah, man, I'm Syrian. I love being Syrian. I love my Syrian grandma. I love to go over to the Syrian restaurant, eat some Syrian food, just throw a little hummus on it. And that's how I got picked up.
Oh, God.
I was Syrian forever.
That's great. Now, I've got to ask, because Steve managed to find this, and we're all sort of curious. What is a coffee cyst?
A what?
A coffee cyst.
Oh, yeah. Do you know if you drink too much coffee, you'll get a cyst on your arm? your body starts to coagulate on your arm. And I went and got checked because I'm like, oh, that bump doesn't look good. They're like, no, that's because you drink way too much coffee. I'm a coffee junkie. Uh-huh. I've had to give up everything. I can't give up coffee. I mean, I've sold myself on the streets for coffee before.
So how long did it take for that cyst to go away?
Still there. It's never going to go away.
Well, no, they can cut cysts out.
No, I wear that as a badge, man. That's like my barcode at Starbucks.
This is how much I love coffee.
It was getting weird at Starbucks the other day. This mask people. There's like mask people, then there's no mask people. And so this lady, she's like this gorgeous Persian chick, was like getting her coffee. She didn't have a mask on. And then this, like, really weird guy just starts screaming at her about putting her mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Put your mask on. I'm like, dude, you're wearing a face diaper. You should be fine.
I think you got to wear it in the drive-thru at Starbucks, from what I've heard.
Oh, dude, nothing's worse than the people wearing welding masks with a face diaper driving alone.
Yeah. I don't get the wear the mask in the car thing if you're by yourself.
No, you know what I don't get? The people who wear the face shield thinking they're protected and they have no mask on at all. No, because the germ couldn't go up underneath it. It couldn't go that way at all.
Unbelievable. Stopping a virus with a face mask is like trying to stop a bird from flying through the Grand Canyon. It just makes no sense. And we have Dr. Fauci, who looks like the Count from Sesame Street out here. You ever listen to that guy talk? He sounds like Dracula. Are we taking our medical advice from The Walking Dead? That guy's been around since the 1800s.
Well, Sam Tripoli, or should I call you Sam Tripolian?
Tripoloni, yeah, dude.
Tripoloni, there we go. Sam Tripoli is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Helium Comedy Club. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com, and it is great to hear from you. I hope you have great shows, have yourself a good time, and congratulations on having two daughters.
Listen, dude, tonight I come to Philly, and there are riots. Meet me at the Best Buy.
It's the John DeBella Show.
You should listen to this man. He is good for America.
Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.